With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. You know those great books we've all been meaning to read but never have the time to because we're so busy with less important stuff? Well, our friends over at the quirky publishing house of Workman have come to the rescue with an audio cassette tape, 10 classics in 10 minutes, read by the world's fastest talking man, John Mighty Mouth Moshita.
Here now is Moby Dick in exactly 1 minute. Call me Ishmael.
And so our great adventure begins. Ishmael is trying to kill. He's bored. He's broke. Having a trip to sea. Why not? First stop, New Bedford. The weather's crummy. He's beaten all the inns of book solid. So he shares a room with a harpoon hurtling heathen named Queequeg. Now the best of friends, they decide to ship out together. But first, it's off to Nantucket for more clam chowder.
Gone with the wind.
Scarlett O'Hara loves Ashley Wolfe, but Ashley decides to marry Miss Melanie, which is announced at a party where Scarlett meets Rhett Butler, but she marries Charles Hamilton instead, who goes to war and dies, along with just about everybody else except for Ashley, who comes to Atlanta on leave and then leaves while Atlanta burns, and Scarlett delivers Melanie's baby because Mammy isn't around to do it, and they all return to Tara.
A streetcar named Desire is a portrait of Blanche DuBois.
Scenes 1 and 2, hot summer night, New Orleans, the Kowalski apartment. Blanche DuBois arrives at her sister Stella's, has a few whiskeys, calls her sister Precious Lamb, then Blanche takes a bath.
The Great Gatsby is the brilliant and strongly symbolic work of F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Daisy and her husband Tom, who are both very rich, invite Daisy's cousin Nick, who's not so rich, over to East Egg, and everyone has a drink.
John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath.
Tom Joad makes parole, hitches a ride home, and runs into Jim Casey and an Okie named Muley Graves, who babbles on and on about Caterpillar tractors.
For $4.95, latch onto a copy of Workman's cassette tape, 10 classics in 10 minutes.
Scarlett returns to Tara, where Rhett says to her, he leaves it for good. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Which makes Scarlett say, fiddle-dee-dee, tomorrow is another day.
So many books, so little time. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.